Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest, Dr. Amanda Gerson. Welcome. Welcome, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And you are not brand new, but you're a newer ophthalmologist in town, an eye doctor.
A newer optometrist,
yeah. Optometrist, okay. I knew it was one of those optists.
They get confusing. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, how many are there? How many different areas?
Yeah, so you have optometrists, ophthalmologists, you have opticians. Sometimes we get confused with obstetricians. Lots of O words in the medical community.
Yes. So grew up over in Hardin.
Yes, sir. Calhoun County native.
Yeah. You know, I grew up there. Did you know that?
I knew that.
So let's count them. One, two, three. Three Hooners in the studio today. Of course, we're counting Craig, you know. He grew up in Meppin, Illinois. So
south end of the county.
Yes, south end of the county. We counted them, though, didn't we?
They're allowed.
So you're young. Yeah, and I hear you're going to get married soon.
I am, the first week of May.
That's exciting.
Right around the corner.
Who are you marrying?
His name is Brad Watson. We met in Wisconsin on one of my externship rotations about 6 years ago.
I'll be darn. And I suppose he's going to move back here, right?
That is the plan. He's an owner-operator, so he does travel quite a bit.
I see. Mm-hmm. Owner-operator. What do you mean by that?
He hauls heavy machinery.
Oh, okay. All mm-hmm. right. Well, yeah, he can live anywhere.
Pretty much.
Now, I know your office where you practice is here in Jerseyville. And it's at the old Heitzig or
It's inside the old Heights Optical building behind Argus Travel.
Right, across the street from the old 518 restaurant.
Correct.
Okay. I've been there for a couple years.
We opened March 21st of 23.
I see. I got to go. Before we get into that, so you grew up in Hardin, graduated from high school what year?
2011.
Not long ago. Not long. Yeah. So what was it like growing up in Hardin? I know what it's like, but tell the listeners, what was it like?
I think it's a very unique experience. I think Calhoun takes you back in time, maybe 10 or 15 years compared to where you are currently. And it's a community where people help each other. They put each other first. And everyone knows everyone.
Yeah. You know, when I lived there, and I do this a lot here too, is you're continuously, I had some buddies home from college, right? And we were in my vehicle. We're going down the road, and of course, I'm continuously waving, right? Every car you meet, you know everybody. You're going, and they're like, "What's up with you waving at everybody?" I go, "It's because it's what we do around here. You know everybody, and you always acknowledge them as you go down the road." You know, so
I went to school in Chicago, and I think you're used to some of those habits, holding doors open for people or saying hello on the side of the road or the street, and that's frowned upon up there.
Is it? So, you've been practicing for 6 years. Wow, that's great. So you graduated from Hardin, and where'd you go to college?
I did my undergraduate studies at Blackburn College in Carlinville.
Oh, yeah. Just down the road.
Not too far.
Yep. And then where did you have to go to learn the eye doctor trade?
Then I spent another 4 years at Illinois College of Optometry in Chicago. It's one of the top three optometric schools in the United States.
When were you drawn to go into this field? What made you want to go into this field?
So I knew I wanted to do something in the medical profession. And when I was in high school, my sister was in an automobile accident.
Oh, no.
And she sustained some head injuries that caused double vision and various other things from cranial nerve injuries. And so I started becoming interested in the eyes then. She did end up passing away about 8 months later from complications.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And that's when I knew I didn't want to be a medical doctor. I didn't want to relive giving bad news or, you know, things like that. We sometimes have to give bad news in this profession, but we also get to help people quite a bit in a very positive way by improving their vision.
Yeah. Now, how old were you then when that happened?
I would have been 18.
18. Mm-hmm. All right. So you knew you, then you decided you wanted to go and be an eye doctor for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How was it living in Chicago? Go from Hardin to Chicago.
That was,
and Carlinville from Chicago, right?
That was very different. You know, growing up in a community where the whole county has, what, two major flashing stopways, four-way stops. I don't even think one of the lights works in Batchtown anymore. You know, Carlinville was even just a change. They had a Walmart and a movie theater, you know, a bowling alley, all of those things. And they had four stoplights to going to Chicago. And I'd never used public transportation before. I did not have a vehicle.
And you were there all by yourself?
All by myself. My parents took me up and dropped me off and left that day. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's
kudos impressive. To them, because I called crying quite a bit and wanted to come home.
You did? And they wouldn't let you. They wouldn't come and get you. There was no quitting.
Oh, I'm sure maybe they thought about it a couple times, but when they would say, well, if this isn't for you and you want to come home, I would tell them they were terrible parents and they should force me to stay there.
But you did think about quitting and coming home?
I did a couple of times. I think imposter syndrome is very real. I'm a first-generation college student, and you go to a professional program where... Imposter syndrome. So...
Talk about that.
My friends, my roommates, they all had parents who were doctors and lawyers, and there was no doubt in their mind that they were not supposed to be there. This was something their family does. You go to graduate school, you become a doctor, you become a lawyer, something along those lines. And, you know, my dad owned his own construction business.
Yep, I knew your dad well.
Yeah. And my mom did have a 2-year degree, but none of my siblings went to college until later in life. And so I think sometimes you just think, well, maybe I'm actually not supposed to be here. Maybe this was a fluke. So I think it's important to nurture people from smaller communities who have similar backgrounds and I wonder if I can do that.
You know what? There's many of us that have come from small communities that can relate to that for sure. How's the business going? You've been there for 2 years.
We've been there for 2 years. The community has really embraced us. We're growing every day. I think it takes a while for people to know that you're there, and we just got a new sign on the side of the building. If you drive by, it lights up at night.
Nice. Where did you go right out of school? What'd you do then?
So I wasn't sure what I was going to do right out of school. I had quite a few job offers, and then it was actually... I was home on spring break. It was my last break before graduation, and I saw a post on Facebook for a local practice that was looking for someone. I didn't even know they existed. It was at the time called Southwestern Eye Care in Brighton.
Yeah.
And I did an interview on my last day here before I left to go up to Wisconsin, and I ended up getting a job offer. And so I was really excited to come back home. That was my goal, was to be able to come back here. I just didn't know when it would happen. And so I was there for a few years, and before life took me in a different direction.
Okay. What was the different direction?
I ended up working. I wanted to get my student loans paid off. That was very important to me because I knew I wanted to own my own business. And so I ended up taking a corporate job in Jacksonville that would help me get to my end goal a little quicker.
Cool. What was that job like? What were you doing?
So that one was a very fast-paced environment. You saw a lot of patients.
But was still in...
It was still in eye care.
Eye care, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you did that for a while, made a little money, I guess.
And then the goal was to come back and open my own shop. I don't know if you remember Dr. Kermit Bell.
Oh, I remember Dr. Kermit Bell for sure. Yes, Dr. Kermit Bell, is he still living?
He passed away last year.
Did he?
I actually had the privilege of giving him an eye exam and getting a picture with him just a month or two before he passed. And he was very supportive. I talked to him multiple times while I was in optometry school and had told him I wanted to come back to the area. He actually gave me some of his old equipment. So if you come into the office, I have a chair, stand, and a phoropter that was his.
Yes. You know, I knew he came to Hardin when I was a kid and mm-hmm. opened up a shop. Mm-hmm. So you got your own shop going. For those that are listening, if you just tuned in, I have Dr. Amanda Gerson with me, an optometrist now, and we're talking about her business and about your business. What separates you from others, from other shops?
So I really like to take an individualized approach with people. I think sometimes we get caught up in the modern world of hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to get to the next place. We have to do the next thing. But I fully believe if you take the time to sit there and look at someone and listen to their problems, 99% of the time, they're going to tell you exactly what's wrong. So we try not to rush people.
So you listen.
I listen.
Yes.
Dad says that God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. So... we try to listen and take our time. We like to put on a little fashion show in our optical if you're trying on glasses. And you can come back as many times as you want, or you can take glasses home and try them on in front of your friends and family and then bring them back when you've decided what you'd like to get.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody helping you there in your shop?
I do. I have two employees, Danielle Parr and Andrea Edgel.
I see. So, you can fit people for glasses, okay, and contacts, I suppose. What else can you do there?
So I do, I think traditionally when people think of contacts, they just think of the soft contacts that you put in your eyes that, because you don't want to wear glasses.
I used to get the hard contacts.
Did you?
Yeah. Do they still make those?
They do still make
they
those.
Do.
They're not as popular because they're not as comfortable, but uh-huh. they serve a purpose. I also do specialty contact lens fits. So people who have keratoconus, or maybe you've had an eye injury that's created a scar and you're not able to see well. I can fit people in scleral lenses or different types of specialty contacts to actually improve their vision and get them back down to a functioning level.
I see. Any other things that you take care of at the office?
So I pride myself in doing everything short of what a surgeon would do. I think it's important. We all live busy lives. We don't want to have to go to multiple offices, multiple doctors if we don't have to. So I am pretty close with a lot of local surgeons and can discuss cases with them if needed. But we treat everything short of surgery. So glaucoma, macular degeneration, if you have a piece of metal in your eye, I can take that out for you. If you have an eye infection or if your eye is oozing, you can come in and I can treat that for you and prescribe antibiotics.
Do you find, you know, you're new, you know, new on the block. Do you find that other doctors and people in the business, are they very helpful? Are they looking to help you, or is it very competitive?
I think everyone has a little bit of a competitive nature. You know, they want their business to succeed. But overall, I found surrounding doctors and people in the profession to be very welcoming and encouraging and very good mentors. Mm-hmm. We all want to see each other succeed.
So you definitely, you know, wanted to open your own business. You wanted to be your own shop. Why did you pick Jerseyville?
So I knew I wanted to be in the Tri-County area. That was very important to me. I mentioned earlier my dad had his own business, and I saw the relationships that he built and how he was able to help people in the surrounding area, and I wanted to be able to do the same. I graduated from optometry school in 2019. And so Calhoun had another flood that year where our levee broke. So
yep.
Apparently I'm 1,000 now because I've lived through two 500-year floods.
Yes.
And as much as I love Hardin and Calhoun, it's not a place that people are necessarily going to go to for healthcare unless you live there. And so in this day and age, starting a business is very difficult. There's a lot of competitors online, corporate, and various things. And Jerseyville seemed like a good central hub. A lot of people come here for groceries. They already come here for medical care or their jobs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you do you can help people with different issues. For example, I had LASIK surgery many years ago. Can you help people with that as well?
I can. So I don't do the procedure myself, but I can do the pre-op evaluation to see if you would qualify for surgery. And I can get you scheduled and set up with a surgeon. And then I can do your post-operative care or the care that you need after surgery so that you don't have to travel so far to St. Louis or various other areas where surgeons perform that procedure.
Yeah. You know, I had mine done probably 15 years ago, right?
Were you pretty happy with it?
Yeah. I mean, I can remember... It was kind of a crazy experience, you know, because a doctor, he sent me to this place, and basically it was a traveling.
Did they do it in a bus? Or?
Yeah. It was like this big bus. It was kind of crazy. And my wife and I had it done at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Brenda. Yeah, we did it at the same time. And then we went home. My mom drove us there and drove us back, which... was an experience because she was like, I think like 80 or something when she did that, but she was the only one available to do it.
Well, at least she offered.
And we got home and we went lay down like they told us, you know, put our cloth, you know, washcloth or ice on our eyes, you know, and just sit, lay down, and eventually went to sleep, woke up the next day. Took it off. I went outside, all right, and I looked outside, and I could not believe what I was seeing. I could actually see individual leaves, you know. Even with glasses, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the vision was just remarkable for me. You know, it's a great experience.
It's a pretty phenomenal experience for people, especially if you're severely nearsighted. And there's something to be said about being able to wake up in the middle of the night and see. You know, it's very important. If there's a fire, how would you make it out of your house? And
yeah,
so it can be life-changing for people.
And then recently, like 2 or 3 years ago, I noticed when I was in Walmart and I was looking at the lights, you know, they have the long
fluorescent lighting,
mm-hmm. You know, and the lights are like in a row, you know, and they're just 8-foot fixtures, you know, together all the way down. And I was looking at them and I was thinking, they got a little curve to them. What's up with that? That's weird. And come to find out, my eye, I had a little something on the back of my eye, and eventually it got worse. And then
you're very observant. A lot of people would not notice that.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. And I got some attention to it and, had surgery about 6 months ago, and it's not 100%, but it's, I couldn't have driven if both eyes would have. Now, how often does that go to both eyes? If you have it in one, you're going to expect to get the other?
So it sounds like you had a wrinkle in the back of your eye that they fixed for you.
I did, mm-hmm. Yes.
And so there's usually about a 10% chance it'll happen in the other eye.
Mm.
I know, it can be really scary. And, you know, thankfully we have two eyes. But most people don't walk around just one eye open, so a lot of times they won't notice there's a problem until, you know, it's very advanced. It sounds like, you know, you were observant and you caught that, but it's one of the important reasons to get your eyes checked every year is it's not just about getting a pair of glasses. Even if you can see well, we're looking for different medical conditions that may need to be monitored or treated.
And I was informed by people that I talked to, even people in the eye field, they're telling me, I thought I had macular degeneration. That's mm-hmm. what I thought I had. And they go, not curable, you know, can't cure it. You're going to have to live with it. And I had somebody that was in the business tell me that. And I'm like, oh, man, I hated it, you know. So I went to the surgeon, and he looked at my eyes, and he said he could cure it. I almost started crying because I was so excited about getting it cured. And actually, you know, the doctor that did the surgery was a Blackerby.
Oh, Dr. Blackerby.
You know mm-hmm. Dr. Blackerby? Mm-hmm. What a good guy.
He does a really good job.
Yes.
He does a really good job. So the condition you had is very similar to macular degeneration. It has very similar visual distortions. The one that you had is, you know, treatable with surgery. Macular degeneration, there's two types of that. There's a dry kind and there's a wet kind. The wet kind is when you have bleeding in the back of your eyes, and that's when your optometrist would send you to an ophthalmologist, and they would do injections to stop the bleeding and preserve your vision.
Mm.
The dry kind is monitored, and so if it converts to wet, you get the appropriate treatment as soon as possible.
Well, we're about out of time, and it's been really enjoyable. But let's talk about you and your business, okay? So everybody knows where you're located, 519 South State Street.
Correct.
Right across from the old 518. Mm-hmm. And you are open how many days a week?
We're open 5 days a week and one Saturday a month.
Okay. And what are your hours?
So we are there Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 5. Tuesdays are 8 to 6. Thursdays are 8 to noon. And then Fridays are 7 to 5.
How can people find you? How can they locate you?
We have a website. We have a Facebook page. You can search us at Great Rivers Community Eye Care. And then you can also call us or text our phone number if you'd like to schedule an appointment, or you can book online through our website.
That's cool. And it's Great Rivers.
Great Rivers. I actually put a lot of time into that name.
Yeah. So, well, you come from the rivers,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't want to name it after myself. I feel like that's a little cheesy. And I wanted Tri-County Eye Care, but that's already taken. So I did a little research and came up with something that had to do a little bit with Calhoun. So.
Yes. All right. Well, Amanda, thanks so, Dr. Amanda Jerson, thank you so much for coming in, and you have a great day out there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay.